world today should stand back and just simply say, wow, how did they do this?
Dressed in a cowboy hat and jeans, U.S. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar signed the Greater Natural Buttes Project Record of Decision. The major energy project is being developed by Anadarko Petroleum Corporation and is set to create more than 3,600 new wells over the next decade and support more than 4,000 jobs.
This development will infuse millions of dollars into Uinta County and other local Utah communities and will become part of our nation's comprehensive energy portfolio. The decision today exemplifies the kind of progress we are making in support of the administration's energy strategy.
U.S. Bureau of Land Management Director Bob Abbey offered praise to Anadarko for its work in protecting the environment.
Anadarko is one of those companies that get it. Their personnel understand that it's not always about the bottom line, that by reaching out to effective interest, that they can move forward with much-needed projects so that we can have appropriate development and in a way that respects the values of all.
Steve Block is the Energy Program Director for the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance. He says it took months of face-to-face meetings to reach a compromise. In this case, the company won't drill in a potential wilderness area along the White River, the last major free-flowing river on the Colorado Plateau. It also bought more than 600 acres of private land along the river for conservation.
And the sensitive parts of the project area, both the White River and some of the areas where there's some sensitive species, where the company was willing to go to some fairly extreme lengths to make accommodations.
Brad Hawley, general manager of the Greater Natural Buttes Project, says with the record of decision being signed, new development will begin immediately. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.